Right now, we have the pleasure of being joined by 104.3 The Fan's senior Broncos writer for DenverFan.com, John Clayton, presented by Flesh and Beck Law Injury Attorneys. John, thanks for your time here live today on Stokely and Zach. John, hearing a lot of buzz about the connection between Mac Jones and the San Francisco 49ers. Maybe at first it was a lot of Trey Lance buzz, but here as the days go by, it feels like there's a real connection between Jones and the Niners. Are you hearing that same thing?
Yeah, but I still think in the end it's going to be Lance, but there's no guarantee. And also, there could be some game going on right now because, you know, if you notice here in the last couple of days, there also seems to be, you know, interest in Justin Fields. Now, what I still wonder about that is that did they tip their hand last week when Fields has the same workout pro day that Mac Jones has, and they went to see Mac Jones, they didn't see Justin Fields. And so is that gamesmanship? One thing you know, that the quarterback who they take now, unless they get a first-round pick, San Francisco from the New England Patriots for Jimmy Garoppolo, which is unlikely, is that the quarterback's going to sit for the first year. So which quarterback do you want to see sit? Because of the five quarterbacks, you know, Mac Jones is probably, he and Trevor Lawrence are the most ready to be able to play in the first year, where everybody else is going to be more sitting. So I think there's some gamesmanship going on there. And what we do know, though, is that they're taking a quarterback at three. I still think it's going to be Lance, but I can't guarantee it.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. And that puts other quarterback-needy teams in a little bit of a predicament, John. And we're joined by John Clayton. When you look at that fourth pick and possibly trying to move up to that, there's buzz going on that the Falcons are looking to possibly shop that pick. Are you hearing anything about the Falcons shopping that? And do you think the Broncos would be interested?
Well, there's no doubt that they're getting calls because now if there's going to be five quarterbacks taken, you know that Carolina's not going to take a quarterback at eight. Detroit could take a quarterback at seven. I still do not think Atlanta's taking a quarterback at four. I think that they're Penny Sewell. If not, then they'll go with Kyle Pitts. But in the end, I think that there's going to be probably more trades because, again, when you look at this draft, the most unusual part of it, it's so offense-oriented. And, you know, after you get to a certain point, there's a drop-off in that because, again, you've got three really good wide receivers and you've got, maybe five or six offensive linemen that'll go in the first round. But in the first 13 picks, it's hard to be pressed to say that there's going to be more than two defensive players taken. So, like, for example, if you're Atlanta and you decide, you know what, I'll trade down. I'll give away one of the quarterbacks to move down and, take the second best tackle. I mean, that could be one of the things that can go. Detroit, are they going to take a wide receiver there, or are they going to take a quarterback? So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of mystery and a lot of trade-offs because, again, there's such a common ground because there's just so many offensive players in this draft.
John Clayton joining us live here on Stokely and Zach. A lot of these teams have sort of picked their lane, and you just referred to the Carolina Panthers as, hey, they're going to be unlikely to take a quarterback there at eight because they just traded for Sam Darnold. So now you're hearing that the Falcons are shopping the fourth overall pick. Are the Denver Broncos the most likely team to trade up, or do you consider a team maybe like the New England Patriots the most likely?
I'd still say New England because although the options right now for the Broncos are kind of dissipating because now that they didn't get the Sam Darnold trade, and again, I thought it was a reasonable price. I mean, a sixth-round pick this year, second and fourth next year, as opposed to what the 49ers did and, trading up and giving away two first-round picks and more. So I thought that was quite curious. But again, that's what the deal was. But, they could be considering it because at some point, they want to bring in a quarterback to at least challenge. And, maybe that could be Mac Jones. Maybe that could be Justin Fields. But the one thing you wonder with the Broncos right now is it wise to have two young quarterbacks competing against each other? Because say what you want, Drew Lock has been here a couple of years, but is it wise to have a young guy come in when he may not be ready? Good question.
John, do you think there's any way that one of those five quarterbacks could slide to nine and the Broncos could just be sitting there and not have to trade up with the Falcons or anybody else and they're just sitting there, then one of the five just falls to them at nine?
Yeah, now it's a better chance now because of Carolina right, not taking a quarterback at eight. So, that, and again, Detroit determines that. I mean, I still think Atlanta and Cincinnati, obviously, they're not taking quarterbacks. Atlanta's still a question mark right now. Detroit's a possibility, but what I wonder, they just put a $20 million replacement deal in to keep their quarterback, Jared Goff. And so now they've got more money committed, so I don't think they're ready to move him, because at one point they were willing to shop him in a trade, and when they couldn't get anything after the trade, then they said, okay, we'll take some cap room and open it up for there. So, yeah, I mean, there's now a chance. Now, a lot of that's going to be determined by the New England Patriots, because if the Patriots move up from 15, they could jump Denver and then, you know, maybe take the fifth quarterback if possible.
John, and I'm going to ask you to speculate here. Obviously, we won't hold you to it. But if a quarterback does fall to 9, do you have a hunch on what quarterback it could be?
I still think it's going to be Mac Jones. You know, Mac Jones is the most ready, second most ready of the five quarterbacks that are going to be taken, but he's also the least athletic. And also, it's like, okay, sure, his numbers were phenomenal, but how much of that was the fact that he has two first-round wide receivers, a first-round running back, a very good offensive line, and a great football team? So it's like, you know, you have to play that into some category, because again, it's like it's one where, you know, Alabama was just loaded, and of course he did such a great job with Alabama. But I mean, I still think, you know, the way I would have it rated, I would have Mac Jones being 5 of the 5.
Mm. John Clayton, last one, John, real quick. Looking at the Broncos quarterback situation, if they don't draft one, who's left? I mean, George Payton, the general manager, keeps telling us they're going to bring someone else in.
Yeah.
But all these guys keep going, and we're just kind of watching, you know, Sam Darnold get traded. This guy, I mean, who do you think would be available, or who might they go after if it's not a draft pick?
Well, you wonder where George Payton stands on Teddy Bridgewater, because, again, he was involved in drafting him in Minnesota. Bridgewater's now being shopped around, and I would imagine that you know, it's going to be – I mean, them trading him with that $21 million contract and a $10 million base guarantee this year, this could be like the Brock Osweiler deal, where it's like, you know, you give him away for nothing, or you have to pin a draft choice to, for somebody to take him, and then you pay some of that $10 million guarantee. So I think that could be a possibility, but there's nobody in the organization that knows him better than George Payton, because they were at Minnesota together.
John, great stuff. We appreciate your time. Thanks for dropping by here once again on Stokely and Zach.
Okay, thanks.
There he goes. That was 104.3 The Fan's senior Broncos writer, John Clayton, presented by Flesh and Beck Law Injury Attorneys. Read John's latest on the Broncos every day at denverfan.com.